Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 229. Pain and gain, baby. You know what it is. 2013, Michael Bay, screenplay, Christopher Marcus, Stephen McFeely, based on Pain and Gain by Pete Collins. I believe it was a series of articles.
Yeah, I think that's what it said in the credits, based on articles. Yeah.
Yeah. The Sun Gym Gang. Yes, when did we come out here? April 26, 2013. On my birthday.
Oh, shit.
In 2013. Did at the 129 minutes, $26 million budget, $86 million box office. Pretty good. Michael Bay, you know, wouldn't expect much less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on true events, we'll see.
Yeah, I never looked up what, you know, what actually happened in real life. I assume that there's probably some liberties that were taken. And then obviously, this movie's pretty wild. So, yeah, I would be interested to like read a book about it or just go on the internet and see like what the actual story is.
Well, it doesn't sound promising because this says here, when the movie first tells the audience that this is a true story, we're seeing something that didn't happen.
Yikes.
When we're told later in the movie this is still a true story, we're watching one invented character watch a semi-fictional character do something that sort of kind of took place.
Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise
me. A bit disingenuous.
Yeah.
I mean, if the story's not crazy enough to just put on film, let's do a different story. There's a lot of crazy stories in the world, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
a Florida story, I imagine. You could probably pick a whole lot of Florida stories that you could choose.
So who do we got? We got The Rock. We got Mark Wahlberg and Anthony Mackie as our main three characters. All of them do really well.
Especially The Rock. It's a shame.
Yeah, this is the best role I've ever seen The Rock in.
Dude, he was
ever.
So good. Oh yeah.
And I've seen this movie, but I didn't quite remember all of it. It's been a long time. It's not something I go back to.
Yeah.
But I saw it when it came out. And yeah, The Rock was really good. I've never seen a movie with The Rock that I really liked his performance. I loved it in this. He's this weird. Yeah. But he's like a weird. Kind of sheltered Christian bodybuilder, and he's just kind of innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
But ends up doing a bunch of fucked up shit. It's a very it's a very funny role. I love it.
Well, yeah, I love his journey because for half of the movie, he's like the nicest guy in the world. And then at halfway mark, he just becomes a fucking wreck. And it's just fun to watch him lose himself a little bit.
Yeah, and then Wahlberg is good. I mean, he's Wahlberg.
Oh, God, he's so good.
He's just Wahlberg in every movie. Yeah. It's so weird.
Every line. I've never seen this movie, and I got to admit, you know, watching this for the first time, almost I don't know if I was laughing out loud per se, but I was smiling and giggling throughout this entire every line of dialogue out of Mark Wahlberg's mouth is so fucking good and hilarious. It's a funny movie.
And I think it's. I would probably categorize this as a true crime comedy.
Yeah.
I would think. Maybe thriller. I don't know, because there's some death in it. But
yeah,
I think overall that's a comedy. A comedy of errors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we got Anthony Mackie. He's pretty good. I think this is 2013. So this is after he's already started in the Marvel Universe, or before? I can't remember.
Well,
Civil War got to be around that time, right? Maybe even before.
I think he was in Winter Soldier. He wasn't the Falcon in Winter Soldier, but he was in Winter Soldier. But when the fuck did Winter Soldier come out? Around this time, 2013, 2014. So, yeah, it was around Winter Soldier.
Hmm. Yeah, and Anthony Mackie's bulked up, dude.
Oh,
they're all bulked up. Like, Mark Wahlberg's pretty damn big. They're all pretty big.
Want some of this breast milk? He's like, what?
Yeah, so what do? They're working at a gym, obviously, the Sun Gym, Mackie and Wahlberg. I don't remember their characters' names. And they work together, and what the fuck? They come up with a plot as they start training this guy, Monk, with I don't know that actor's name.
Oh, yeah. Tony Schlaub or something like that? Schlub?
Schlub or something, yeah. He's this rich guy, and they're always admiring him, pulling up in awesome cars and having all these girls and money, and goes there and works out, and they all think he's undeserving of being rich because, you know, they're swole, and this guy is just a pussy, and he goes there and works out these tiny weights, and like, oh, God. Look at his body. He doesn't deserve this money.
It's so good.
And so they... And then they come up with what's the plan to kidnap him and force him to sign over all his shit, like deeds to his house and his bank accounts, and
entire
stuff.
Estate and everything else. Yeah,
yeah. And I think what they decided they needed another person for the job to help them.
Yeah,
is how The Rock comes in, and they start interviewing. I don't remember interviewing anybody else. I think they just interviewed The Rock, right?
Yeah, just The Rock.
But he said. Sitting there when they're interviewing him, Anthony Mackie's guy said, "What do you calcium before or after workout?
How many grams of protein do you get a day?" It's like, what? Don't mind him.
And he's, yeah, that's all pretty good. And all right, man, I think you're the guy for the job. Let's I want to get friendly. Let's go have a beer. And he's like, "I don't drink. I'm sober." It's a saying.
And I love throughout, there's multiple scenes where they're trying to convince The Rock about the plan. In almost every scene, The Rock has a skateboard, and I just love that visual of, like, The Rock is so fucking big, and he's just holding this little fucking skateboard behind him.
This 80s-ass skateboard, too. Like a fucking, you know, like a fucking shaped fish-type one. So he never skates it, never puts it on the ground. It's always got it in his hand. Muscle Beach. Yeah, and they come up with the plan. I think, oh man, there's a couple funny errors where they're gonna kidnap them and they could get costumes and shit. And what is it? The Rock's is like a ninja.
Yeah.
What is he hand Mackie? It's like an alien. What the fuck is this, man?
I want to be the ninja.
It's an alien. What's yours? It's a ninja. Duh.
Oh my god, so good.
Why couldn't you just get two ninjas? I don't know. Variety. And they go to I can't remember if it was the first one, but one of the plans was, I think they already failed one. One of the plans was to pull up with that van, and he's got it mapped out, like a little parking lot, little Hot Wheels and showing, and I don't remember who it is. But I think they voice over of like The Rock. God, he's a genius. Look at him. He's thought of everything. And I think one of the next times it's Mackie's inner voice, and he's like, it's obvious to me he has no idea what the hell he's doing.
Oh my god, it's so good.
But yeah, they pull up with the van, try to square him in, and he just like walks around the van door. They're like, where the hell is he? Get him! They're all looking under the car. He's in front of the guy, flipping him off, and he walks by. Hey, I'm walking in. And, yeah, I can't remember if they get him that same day or they try again later, but anyways, they end up getting him in the van and get him back to a safe house. I can't remember where they're at, some kind of abandoned warehouse or some shit.
Yeah, been a warehouse that one of Mark Wahlberg's friends lets him. He's like, so what does your friend do? There's a lot of homo gets thrown around so many times in this movie, but there's a lot of homoerotic stuff in this warehouse.
A lot of stuff. It's like just big dildos. And... Oh, yeah, it was like the owner of the gym, right? Or the manager of the gym? Was that his place?
Oh, that could have been, yeah, probably.
And it was like some underground, and I think he gets in trouble for it later. Anyways. The guy from Hot Tub Time Machine. He's like a comedian. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Roy something. Rob something. Roy something. Yeah. The bald guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're torturing him there. And the torture starts off kind of pussy and comical. It's like, would they like burn him with like a t-shirt press or something?
Yeah. Hey, like you going to tell us now?
Oh, yeah. And they hits him in the head with the tasers. Oh, you knocked him out. What the hell, man? Put that away. I got to read the manual. I don't know. And he's just fighting against him pretty hard. It's like days of just trying to torture him to get him to sign these papers. And like, oh yeah, and he's trying to, they're hiding their identities, and Wahlberg's doing like some fucking, I don't know,
like
Cuban
Colombian
voice.
Something.
Yeah. Listen to me, man. you're gonna call your wife and tell her to go back to Colombia with your kids and to not call the popo, okay?
Yeah.
And then I think he calls him by his name. He's like, what the, that's not, he's like, I could tell by your shitty fucking piece of shit cologne.
Oh yeah, he like sets him off. He's like, you know what I think you're a weak, you know, weak man who's never achieved anything in his life. Why'd you say that? So good.
Yeah, and he, I can smell that cheap bullshit from a mile away. I know it's you. And then even the Shalhoub guy is like, okay, well, I know I probably just killed myself because...
Yeah.
But what do you say? My Colombian Jewishness or something? Temper just made me do it. So anyways, now they're going to... Now they got to kill him in their head because he knows who they are. But I think he finally does sign over his stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't remember month. What puts him over the edge. Oh yeah, they hook him up to like the dry cleaners thing, and he's like riding around on the fucking train.
You ready to sign yet? No. Run him again.
And then yeah, he signs the shit over. They get some money. Now they got to kill him. What they come up with? They're going to get him super, make him drink so he's drunk, and then fake a car wreck so it looks like a drunk car accident. Get him all drunk, put him in the car. Oh yeah, they tell him, we're putting you on a plane. We're sending you back to Colombia. You'll be safe there, but don't come back. And you have to be drunk before this plane takes off, or we're not sending you. And I think later it's like, they made me drink chocolate liqueur. So he gets all, they get him all hammered and put him in the car and set him up, and it wrecks. I go over to check him, and he's like, oh, thank God. And he's like, he's like, God dang it. You buckled him in? Anthony Mackie's like, yeah, of course I buckled him in. It's a
law.
They're gonna, yeah, it's a click it or ticket. You don't know? They're going to expect him buckled in. Dude, he's 30% alcohol level right now. They do not expect him to buckle up. But you have to. It's the law. Oh, and he's hurt. And so then what do they, like, throw like a Molotov cocktail on the car to burn it up? And they get back in the car. Oh, fuck. Finally. And then he gets out of the car. on fire. And he's like, oh, man. You're going to have to run him over to the rock. I mean, why do I have to run him over? Because you have to run him over. Just hit him real quick. And then they try to run him over, and he's like wedged between like some cement blocks type of things. So his head, like, doesn't get really crushed. It kind of goes over the pieces of concrete instead. And he's like, I like how Mark Wahlberg's like, yeah, you did it. What do you mean I did it? You killed him. He's like,
we killed him.
We killed him. Well, you're driving.
Yeah.
And you hit him, so I'd say you killed him. Come on, it was our plan. You bet you did it.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah, then they leave, and I think we get a inner monologue from the Shalhoub guy, and he's like, I could tell that they weren't the brightest. From the car accident to the burning my hair to failing to run me over correctly. Yeah, then he gets to the hospital, right? And he calls like a private detective, former cop, with Florida or something. He tells him about the story because he talked to the real cops and they didn't believe any of his story about now he's poor and he had all this stuff. Well, you're Colombian, huh? You do drugs? You smuggle drugs? He's like, I own a sandwich shop.
Yeah. And he's just an asshole. Believe. Like everyone he comes into contact with, he's just like the biggest piece of shit. So they're just like, whatever.
So he calls his private eye, who also is like, okay, I can understand why the police didn't believe you. seems pretty unbelievable. And if it is true, I'm sorry. That's a tough That's a tough rap, okay? Mm-hmm. But I can't help you. And then I don't remember what kind of pushes him over the edge to kind of want to pursue it more. I think he just goes to the gym to see these guys. He's like, eh, whatever. He had a curiosity. And then sees they're all driving like Porsches and Ferraris and Lambos. And that. Then he's kind of, oh, maybe there is something to this. I'm working at a gym driving this stuff. And yeah, they're all balling. The Rock starts drinking now and doing coke all the time. It's pretty funny.
Even Mark Wahlberg's, because it's like a whole montage of them, you know, using their money or whatever. And even Mark Wahlberg's is pretty good. He's like, you know, taking all his kids in the neighborhood, playing basketball and teaching them how to lift weights. And his whole thing was pretty fucking funny too. But yeah,
Anthony when he
gets married to that nurse.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. I'll never see her in much. Mm-hmm. That British kind of comedian actress takes him in because his dick doesn't work now from like steroids. And she was like a nurse at the place that jabs the shit in your dick to make it work. And that's funny. She loves black dudes, and she puts that shot in his dick. It's like, it's working. It's not as big as I'm used to, but it's okay. She's like riding him, fucking play with nunchucks and shit. Yeah, like, that's her thing. I've seen her do nunchucks on like the Graham Norton show.
And oh, really?
So that's kind of, I don't know if she got that put in there because I've seen her do nunchucks before.
Like her stick. Kinda,
yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, so they all start spending that money. Oh, yeah, and that's pretty funny. Yeah, all the kids coming to play on his basketball hoop because he's at that guy's house, and his neighbor's like, hey, what happened to the guy, the whatevers? It's like, I don't know, man. They must have had some kind of big money trouble because they got out of here quick. Practically gave me the house. He's like, that's a nice hoop. That's NBA quality. Yeah, man, any of your kids want to come by and shoot on it, that's fine. And then it shows a bunch of kids over, get the fuck out of my face, slamming on them and shit.
You mean a little bitch? Yeah, it's so
don't
good.
You cry, you bitch. And then he's like giving them life lessons and shit, and so it's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, The Rock comes in all coked out with the model chick, and he's like, see that woman? I gave her away to him. You know, that's what money can give you. You want some pussy or what?
Kids are like, wow. Yeah, she was like a chick that Mark Wahlberg was messing around with. I think she was a dancer, stripper, right? And he always told her that he was a big movie producer, like music video producer. Mm-hmm. And he just lied about everything and always had some scheme.
And he gets caught for that, so he switches to, I'm a CIA agent. It was just like,
Yeah, CIA.
So good.
That was good. And then, what do we got? Oh, yeah, this guy starts figuring shit out. He goes to the cops. He's like, yeah, I think you guys might be wrong about this one. And they're going through this money pretty fast. I'm thinking they're going to get hungry. They're going to want another mark, and you're going to be too late. You got to check them out. And the guys, and that cop you talked to, came talk to him later. He's like, hey, these two people are missing, and they're connected to your gym guys. Think he could help us on this? It's like, well, I think they're probably dead.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I told you, fuckers, you're too late. I told you. Dude, look at these guys. And anyways, that guy was like, he was trying to get some investment from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, into some fake company.
Because I think Mark Wahlberg's character towards the beginning, when he's like applying for the gym, he's like, I do have a criminal record. And it seems like he did something like that in the past where he was conning old people out of their money. So yeah, he's trying to get this, what is he, like a porn producer, director, something to do with
something like that,
to invest in some fucking cell phone thing in the Middle East. It was fucking ridiculous, but yeah, that whole scene was pretty good too. Their meeting.
Yeah, and his wife, hey, look at her tits, those are new, I just bought those. And then those are nice, yeah. We're gonna go discuss business, you baby, dance with them. Do not touch those new tits. Anthony Mackie's like, ass it is. And they're all dancing, and that was a pretty funny scene. And she's like, I want to see you dance. And Rock's like, I don't dance. I got something better. And then We cut back later. He's like doing push-ups on the fucking coffee table. And Anthony Mackie is fully not engaged with the girl anymore. He's just, 69, come on, this is amazing. This is a house record. And she's kind of bored, so she goes looking for her husband, and they're kind of arguing, him and Mark Wahlberg. I think he says to Mark Wahlberg, what did he say? I don't trust you or something. Like, I don't believe
amateur.
You.
Amateur is what I think set him off, yeah.
Why would you call me an amateur? He like punches him, and they get in a fight, and he falls down, and then like the weight bench during the scuffle gets loosened, and the fucking weights fall on his head and crush his skull. And she comes in and sees that. Anthony Mackie, oh yeah, she has a gun, shoots at him. Mackie comes in behind her, grabs her. They all grab him, her, and then they hit her with horse tranquilizer, and then they try to get the safe combo out of her. They go to open the safe and doesn't work, and Anthony Mackie had to hit her with another horse tranquilizer. He's like, you guys need to come back, you're not here. And she's cold, man. No, she ain't. No.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she is. I had to give her another horse tranquilizer, and I think it's too much, because now the bitch ain't breathing, and I'm here alone, and you're not here.
Meanwhile, the Rock's in the background on the lawn chair. Did you get the code?
Yeah.
Casually drinking.
You can't be drinking. They got to write down the code when I get it. Now I'm ready. I got paper. He has a big shit.
Oh,
what about
God.
The code?
And I love, too, the whole time Anthony Mackie's frantically trying to clean up the mess, because he keeps saying his wife's going to be home at noon. And you keep watching him scrub and scrub and doing this. And I cut out two holes in my carpet. And then when you see the aftermath of his work, it's so fucking funny. It's just so patchy. It's just like
a
nightmare. Yeah,
I think he said he ended up with 48 holes by the end. And there's still blood everywhere.
Yeah, that overhead shot when it's going through the room, I was dying. So good.
Yeah, and then anyways, they take the bodies and they go to Home Depot to get stuff. And they're all looking at shit, big ass cleaning products like Windex and shit. What is a fucking Windex for? Just always Windex. And they're getting the drums. Yeah, we're gonna put lye in there. It's gonna dissolve the bodies, and we're gonna need a chainsaw, and they get an electric one. And some comedy ensues later when they fucking try to cut up bodies with an electric chainsaw that doesn't work, and it gets the hair caught in it, and they take it back to Home Depot. And she's like, well, that's the problem right there. It's got fur stuck in the blade. That ain't fur. Sir, that is fur. And there's like a drop of blood that falls off of it, and all this shit, and there's cops right there. Anyways. And they go back, and they dump these bodies. Yeah, at this point, I think the wife doesn't even tell on him. The cops are already on to him at this point. They come to his house, and she gets stopped and, you know, questioned. And then I don't remember. Oh, yeah, The Rock has another funny moment where he's just a cokehead. He's just so desperate, and he's run out of money. He tries to rob the Wells Fargo truck or whatever it's called.
Like a bank truck or whatever.
Yeah, the Guardian truck. Mm-hmm. And then it's like he's running from them. They're just shooting at him in broad daylight. I thought, I was like, that's a good little crazy.
Yeah.
And they shoot the bag, and it's just like, it's like quarters. Coined, he's like stealing quarters. And then he runs into like some salon and tries to open up the other bag, and it shoots the fucking green ink in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that was pretty damn funny. That was the other part I thought was really funny. Forget, like, Wahlberg's doing like a seminar or something, right? And The Rock.
Oh, yeah, the Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, Neighborhood Watch. You got to hand out the packets. They're back there. And he goes back there. Just, you got the packets? Yeah, I'm looking for them.
And he just comes back to the table and just drops a box. It's a packet. And just fades into the background. Oh, God. Even when he shows up after The Rock steals all that money. And during his escape, gets shot in the foot, and his toe gets fucking shot off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes to the, I think it's the wedding or the reception of the wedding or some sort of event at Mark Wahlberg's house, and he's covered in green. His suit's all fucked up. He's holding his toe. He's bloody. It's so, why are you covered in green?
Did you do something bad? A little. And he has his toe in his hand. I have my toe. I kept it. And then whose house are they at when they give the toe to that dog?
they're at the porn. That's when they're doing the safe thing. They're like, they can't figure out the safe.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You want that dog? I'm sure you could sell it for, you know, 15. So that's a pure breed. They're pre-bred. Yeah, it gives them the
tail. They've already stole a dog from the other guy, like a racing dog.
The greyhound.
A little greyhound. And that greyhound ends up running back home because it knows where it belongs. And the guy who's like a dog trainer for him sees it and sees it has a new collar with somebody's address and phone number, so he calls the police. And that's kind of how I think a lot of it starts to go downhill. Where do they catch these guys? Oh, yeah, they catch Anthony Mackie at his house. And the wife comes out, and he's like in the back bathroom in the shower, just dripping wet. And then they catch, where do they catch The Rock at?
He's at a chapel. He's like in the.
Oh yeah, he's at the church with the priest who tried to have sex with him earlier. You're so muscly. And then then they end up catching Mark Wahlberg at his apartment, and he jumps off into the cardboard and has a pretty cool chase to the streets. Then they have the trial. They're bringing up all the shit, and the wife flips on all of them, and The Rock flips on all of them. The Rock gave him up, and you know, he explained all this shit. I don't know, it was pretty funny. And then so I think they said he got 15 years for that.
15 years, yeah.
And then the manager at the gym got 15 years, I think they said, because he helped him with some shit. And then, it was bad. I knew it was bad because the jury only took, 14 minutes to come back with the death penalty.
Jesus.
14 minutes.
Damn.
And then they go through and show you the real photos and what happened to him, death penalty, yada, yada, yada. Names changed. And they show The Rock. He is currently free, but still apologizing.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
The fuck?
So Michael Bay, man, I saw this movie got criticism for, its violence, and, got praised for its screenplay and the actors. I think I see that. I thought that was pretty good, but overall, like, I love the actors, and I liked it's funny. It kind of cruises along, but at a lot of times I did feel a little bored. Mm. Like there wasn't much going on other than just funny characters interacting with each other. And I thought watching this, I compare it to Wolf of Wall Street because it's kind of a similar true crime, crazy story.
Yeah.
But then that is so much more entertaining, and I have trouble not comparing it to that. But yeah, like Wolf of Wall Street is just always something on screen you want to watch. These characters on screen you kind of want to watch, but there's not always something they're doing you want to watch. It's just kind of them being there. So I did find that part a little disappointing. It's not very Michael Bay, you know? It doesn't seem... It's just a kind of a comedy action romp, but there's very little Michael Bay-ness. There's that one, they're walking away from the explosion. That's very Michael Bay. But I was like, that's about all you get of that.
Or his 360 shot. That's the scene where Rock's doing the push-ups. It's going in the room and going back out in the living room. Back in and Bad Boy. So there's a little bit of Michael Bay flair. The look of it is kind of Michael Bay-ish. It's very flashy. A lot of hot chicks.
Glossy.
Glossy.
Lots of light flares and stuff. And, yeah, sure.
But in terms of what he's used to doing, this is like completely different than what he normally does.
But yeah, overall, I enjoyed it. I just thought there wasn't much story going on screen. And then, part of me wants to defend the movie by saying, well, it's a true story. But, well, they exaggerated so much of it. You could have gave us more, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to exaggerate so much, might as well make it super exciting. I don't know. At that point. So I was a little disappointed with that. But overall, I thought it was pretty awesome. I think it's the best movie I've ever seen The Rock in. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I loved his performance in this. It was so good. And Wahlberg is Wahlberging. Mm-hmm. And Mackie is pretty good too. So I think, for me, it's like it's a 7.4. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's funny. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, right there with you. Like I said, this is the first time watching it, so I didn't feel as bored as maybe it sounded like you were, but I don't know if that's just because of this is my first time, so I was a little more into it, didn't know what was going to happen. Sounds like you'd seen this movie before, so maybe it was kind of like a little tougher to get through in certain moments. But yeah, this was kind of a big surprise. You know, I'm not the biggest Michael Bay guy, at least post-90s. 90s Michael Bay I love, but everything after the 90s, some of it I could take it or leave it. So I think this is one of his better ones. Incredible performance of all three of them. Even Ed Harris, even some of the side characters. Mark Wahlberg has so many. This is like one of the most quotable Michael Bay movies. This is a movie I want to watch just like four or five times just to like get all of the quotes down, because there's so many good quotes that get thrown at you like per fucking scene. It's a lot of energy to it, a lot of fun. I thought it was a blast. It's one of those things, the thing that I didn't like the most about the movie, and this happens in a lot of his other movies, which is that like the main characters are so fun to watch and they're pretty grounded, but all the characters around them are so unbelievable and cartoonish that it just takes me out of it. So like the nurse or the guy who owns the gun shop, like every other character when they're in these scenes are so heightened in terms of like they kind of become cartoon characters and just like takes me out of it. I'm like, what? Like the comedy isn't hitting anymore. I'm like, this is fucking weird. Like no one would ever say this or act this way. There's a lot of scenes like that with a lot of the side characters they come across. So I thought that was kind of annoying, but overall, I thought it was a fun journey. It was hilarious. Some twists and turns. Definitely the best Rock performance I've seen. It just sucks that he doesn't want to do this type of stuff anymore. Like, I wish he would kind of maybe stretch his acting legs a little bit and have a little more fun. He just became action hero guy for the last, like...
15. Yeah, it reminded me of Batista's role in 2049.
Oh, yeah, kind
of this breakout role of something very different.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Just did really well. This isn't as good as that role, but
yeah,
this was a similar performance from The Rock where I just didn't expect it and just thought it was awesome.
Yeah, and to Dave Bautista's credit, he's only in 2049 for maybe less than 10 minutes, and he makes such a fucking such a good performance that you remember Dave Bautista in the first 10 minutes. That's how good he is. Or even Dave Bautista in Guardians, him being comedic, and it's kind of similar. But yeah, for me, 7.2. So I'm only 2 points slower than you. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I could watch this again, not anytime soon. But I think this is a movie Sarah would like. She's been sick all week, so I had to watch this one alone. Sarah loves Mark Wahlberg for not because he's a great actor, but because she just thinks he's a bad actor who's funny to watch. So I don't think she's...
I did like when he disrobed and they're having to take off their clothes so they can stay clean, cutting up the bodies. He's got the Calvin Klein underwear. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Yeah, so many good lines out of him. The moment when they find out Ed Harris is a PI, I don't know how they find that out, but they find out he's a PI, and obviously Mark Wahlberg's character has met Ed Harris at the gym. They've had their little, you know, training session. And it cuts. There's a very, he finds out he's a PI, and there's a quick cut. He's in the car, and he's like, "That motherfucker, I told him he had great qualms. I was going to help him work on him, too. Not anymore. I'm not going to, no, this is America." Like, his whole fucking rat. Dude, it's so good.
"I told him I can make his body like mine." "No, I can't."
This whole thing about America and fitness and being a doer, it's all comedy gold. So, yeah, 7.2. Yeah. It's a fun movie.
7.2, 7.4, yeah. Check it out, man. It's pretty fun. It's on Paramount Plus, I believe. Yeah, that was what it was. Paramount Plus. I think I had to watch an ad in the beginning, but then it was uninterrupted after that.
Same.
Yeah, so right on. 7.2, 7.4, thanks for joining us. As always, please like and subscribe here on YouTube. We're also available on Spotify and Apple Music if that's what you choose to do. We don't care where you go to consume the content as long as you... suck it long and deep and enjoy the flavor. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a little weird, but that's what I'm going with. anyways, I wore my muscle shirt today. My pain and gain. Nice. And this, you can't even tell. I'll give you one gun flash at the end, real quick. There you go.
That's why you watch the video, folks. That's why you watch the video.
That's why you stay to the end, baby. Never know what zany antics are gonna happen.
Yep.
Anyways, love y'all. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.